All right, so this is kind of the beat I had in mind. There's kind of a mouth bass part and a mouth guitar part in the other channels. So it definitely should have kind of a low-hanging, funky kind of vibe. Definitely a little more funky and a little less rock than the version I was working up with Kelly a few years back that you'll hear after this. This is the intro part right here. Verse. Now there's kind of a transition part here. I think I'm going to come up with a lick for that extra hi-hat denotes the chorus, Taylor. So those are kind of the three parts.
Gather around our friends, we're here to share some tunes. Let the moment move you, feel its way down to your shoes. Music staying alive is what we live to do. Travel from our homes together and to find it through.
Here comes that transition part. To the chorus.
Here's the story. There's the sequel. Bring, sign music. Share people. But it's better than bingo. Sonic music.
I think this is just kind of a long jam part I put in. This was all kind of programmed on my virtual drum machine. But I think the form is decent here. You can kind of get different parts with the drums. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Commentary only makes it better. It's jamming really hard right now, man. I can't even feel my face. And I can see yours. Okay, we're coming back to intro here again. And then a verse. So there's no intro in the intermediate verse or after the first verse of the chorus.
But that's a hard war, full of push and shove. Right when you think you've got it nailed, y'all step on a lot of thug. Time not doing what we do. So the date I've noticed, but here it goes. It is what gets us through. I can't stand up with all the people. Starting music, shaded people. is a church, and there's a steeple. Silent music,
extended chorus at the end. I think it's like a double chorus.
Take some time with that creature. Silent music, shaded people. They come on by with the creature.
So that Weird Odyssey you just took is kind of the definitely the beat and the feel, maybe just a little bit faster, but definitely kind of deep groove, funky. This next version is the one I mentioned that I had started working up with Zen Hunter. We never really turned it into anything, but it lacks the kind of transition lick part that I did, and it has a little more of a rock feel. I mean, kind of good, but I kind of envision this a little less heavy and a little more sparse. But honestly, the groove sounds kind of cool here, and I like the play between the bass and guitar where they double times and they kind of emphasize different parts and it kind of moves around a little bit. I like that element, like you'll hear. So the second sample here is really a whole lot different than what you heard, but it's a kind of a verse and chorus and a little bit more of the feel, I think. And it also has what I think is an experiment in key changing when you went back to the verse. So maybe that was coming out of a jam. I'm not sure, but something to think about. Anyway, check it out.
I can't fall.
So that's kind of it. It's definitely kind of riffy. So I could use your guys' help on like what chords should go behind there and rhythm, you know, for the keyboards and more of a rhythm guitar part. And what chords should go over that transition part as well. I require your assistance, please. Thank you very much.